The Illinois Emergency Management Agency and the Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium partnered up to create a new way to educate the public about earthquakes and how to prepare for them. They created the Earthquake Education Kiosk that was unveiled today at the University Mall. When you're walking through the mall, you're used to seeing a kiosk or two, but none of them are like the one in front of the Science Center inside the University Mall in Carbondale. The Earthquake Education Kiosk is interactive and is designed to inform people how to prepare their homes and minimize damage caused by earthquakes.
You come up to the screen, start pushing on things and touching the screen, and great things happen. Information just comes at you.
SIU geologist Harvey Henson says this earthquake education kiosk is the first of its kind in the Midwest.
Scott Hudson, University of Oklahoma, and I, he's the creative side of this. We put our two energies together, and we create outreach material that helps the students, parents, the community become aware of the earthquake threat, and then prepared for the earthquake threat.
The kiosk contains numerous how-to videos demonstrating how to secure things in your home and what to do during and after an earthquake. There's also a virtual home with the new Spin 360 software to navigate around and view room by room on how to prepare for earthquakes. It also offers a history lesson on how earthquakes happen and their locations across the country. QSET coordinator Brian Blake says people in this area need to be educated and better prepared for earthquakes.
Illinois and the central United States is at risk to earthquakes, particularly from the New Madrid and Wabash Valley seismic zones that could happen at any time.
Now that the kiosk is in operation, Blake says the next step will be to secure funding to make more kiosks.
With the expectation that now that we've got an interface, we could actually go out and install more, and it wouldn't be such a high price to do so.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.